Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Amazon held an event Wednesday announcing upgrades to its smart assistant, you know her as Alexa, to incorporate large language models. A lot of you have wondered when this was going to happen. Now. Now is when it's going to happen. Amazon says that it should sound more natural, respond faster, use context better. You should be able to speak in natural language to it. You won't have to keep repeating the wake word, especially with a display with a camera. You can just look at it. It'll know you're talking. The upgrades will work on all Echo models, going back to the launch version from 2014. The new upgraded voice assistant also coming to BMW cars. The LLM-powered smarts come to the Fire TV's search function, so you can search with voice in natural language and narrow down results. For smartphones, you should be able to just make a list of what you want your devices to do, and Amazon can create a new smart home routine for you. Other smart home smarts include smart lighting, which can take into account brightness, time of day, and motion to intelligently decide whether to turn lights on or off automatically. And character AI coming to Amazon's hardware, so you can chat with famous people like Grace Hopper. An accessibility feature for the Fire Max 11 tablet will let you control smart home devices, video, audio, and more with your eyes with a feature called Eye Gaze. There's also a new $6 a month service called Emergency Assist that can call emergency contacts if something goes wrong and use voice commands to connect with assistants directly. Amazon also announced a lot of hardware. The Echo Show 8, an 8-inch smart display with spatial audio and room adaptation for improved sound. That's similar to how Sonos speaks. Work. Home screen content will change when it detects you are nearby. Pre-orders start now for the Echo Show 8 at $150, shipping next month. There's also a new 8-inch Echo Hub, which is a Thread border router and Matter controller for you smart home fans. You can mount it on the wall and do smart home control and other smart display functions for $180. A new Eero Mesh Wi-Fi model, the Max 7, has Wi-Fi 7 support, 10 gigabyte Ethernet ports, and it can support more than 200 connected devices. It's pricey, starts at $600 in packs of 1, 2, or 3. Amazon also announced new Fire TV sticks, Blink security devices, a Ring stick-up cam, and upgraded Echo frames, aka smart glasses. In non-Amazon news, Microsoft's gaming head Phil Spencer responded to the exposure of more than 100 internal documents being accidentally uploaded to a U.S. court website last Friday related to the U.S. FTC versus Microsoft lawsuit. Among the revelations in those documents were a hybrid cloud Xbox planned for 2028, a beefed-up diskless Series X console, codenamed Brookline. Another document indicated 75% of Xbox Series owners own the less expensive S version, 25% own the X version. In a post on X, the formerly known as Twitter platform, about the exposed documents, Spencer said, "It is hard to see our team's work shared in this way because so much has changed, and there's so much to be excited about right now and in the future. We will share the real plans when we are ready." In a separate leaked memo, Microsoft's head of consumer marketing, Yusuf Mehdi, told the staff that Thursday's Microsoft announcement will include announcements related to Microsoft's AI efforts, as well as new Surface hardware. Microsoft has reportedly been developing an AI-related chip for its products. The memo also indicates that Windows Web and Services are being brought together into one unit, implying that Windows might become more cloud-reliant, integrating web services and AI. Microsoft's event is scheduled for Thursday, September 21st at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The UK's Parliament passed the Online Safety Bill, meaning it will become law after receiving the formality of royal assent from King Charles. The bill gives UK regulator Ofcom the latitude to set the rules of enforcement. Several end-to-end encrypted platforms like Signal had said they would stop operations in the UK if Ofcom required them to scan messages for illegal content. That seems less likely after a ministerial statement that Ofcom could not require the scanning if a technically feasible solution did not exist, which wouldn't with end-to-end encryption. However, it's still not written in the law. Max will launch a live sports add-on October 5th under the Bleacher Report brand. Existing Max subscribers will get it at no additional charge until February 29th. After that, you're going to have to pay $10 a month to keep it. In addition to studio shows like Inside the NBA, the Bleacher Report add-on will have live games from the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, men's college basketball, cycling races, and soccer. All live games on cable or broadcast that Warner Brothers Discovery has the rights to will be included. WA Beta Info reports the latest beta version of WhatsApp for iOS includes native support for the iPad. While the iPhone version could be used on the iPad, the new iPad version has a layout better suited to the larger screen. You can link your iPad app with an iPhone, so that's similar to how WhatsApp's apps work on Windows and Mac. Then the iPad version can be used independently. The test flight version of the app is maxed out on users, so you can't get it, but there is no information on when it will come to the general public. Meta also announced that its verification service is available for businesses on Facebook and Instagram and eventually will come to WhatsApp. Verification for a single account costs $22 a month if the purchase is made on the web. It's a little more if you do it on mobile. You can bundle Instagram and Facebook verification for $34.99 a month. Verification gets you a checkmark, higher ranking in search, and faster customer support, among a few other things. China's Ministry of State Security posted accusations on WeChat on Wednesday that the U.S. has continuously attacked Huawei's servers since 2009. It also includes that U.S. tech companies have been installing backdoors on software to steal data from China and Russia. The post specifically called out spyware called Second Date as being developed by the U.S. National Security Agency. The Linux Foundation announced the launch of the Unified Acceleration Foundation, or UXL, to simplify the development of cross-platform applications. Core mission of the new foundation is One API, which aims to support a wide range of accelerators across GPUs, FPGAs, and other hardware. UXL's founding members include ARM, Google Cloud, Intel, Qualcomm, and Samsung. Back to WhatsApp. WhatsApp users in India have partnered with PayU and RazorPay. WhatsApp has partnered with PayU and RazorPay so that users in India can pay by credit card, debit card, all UPI apps through WhatsApp in India. WhatsApp previously added payment support in Singapore and Brazil. Finally, Signal updated its end-to-end communications protocol to use quantum computer-resistant encryption keys. The PQXDH, or Post-Quantum Extended Diffie-Hellman protocol, uses quantum-resistant secret key generation mechanisms. PQXDH uses NIST-improved Crystals-Kyber algorithm. And now, quantum computers are not yet practical for attacks, but this protects conversations now from possible future cracking. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.